Or somebody tries to tell you what to do? Another man of God? You stiff your neck up. I ain't going to listen to Thurman. Who's he think he is? God? I just happen to be. Just happen to be a little God. My Father is the big God, right? And I happen to be a little God. And if I've studied His Word and I know it, you better listen to what I have to say. That's just any of you. It's the same thing for every one of us. He that being often reproved, hardness or stiffened his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. So I tell you what to do to straighten your act up, and you say, well, who does he think he is? I ain't listening to him. Let's say Pat does something bad, you know. I say, Pat, you know you need to not do that, girl. She goes away and says, who does he think he is? So I say, a week or two later, I say, Pat, honey, you're not straightening your act up. Who does he think he is? She stiffens her neck. I'm not going to straighten up. And then all of a sudden she comes down with something extremely sick, and it looks like she's on her deathbed, and we try to pray for her. We pray for her, lay hands on her and everything, and she dies anyway. Somebody says, it wasn't God's will. What did he just say there, Pat? If we stiffen our neck, we'll be suddenly destroyed, and that without remedy, which means you can't pray for them. Now, how many of you want to die like that? I hope nobody. Now, I'm going to take you to another place in Psalms 50, verse 22. I want you to see what the king said in Psalms 50, verse 22. Psalms 50, 22. Now, consider this. You that forget God. How many people do you know in the church that come in and they accepted Jesus, they walked around here for 10 or 20 years, and then they just kind of forget Him? Quit coming to church. Do you know people like that? Do you know people like that? Yeah. Yeah. I know people like that too. Why do you think I tell them? It's just like here a while back. This couple, I mean Dave, he tells me this pretty often. Pastor, you would never pass your pastoral care class in college. I don't care if I'd pass that pastoral care class in college or not. I want to save that soul. That's what I want to do. But it was a man and a woman I knew. I didn't know her, but I knew him. And I knew he moved in with a woman. And he wasn't married to her. Now, what do you think I'm going to do? Invite them to church. Let them come to church. Now, I want to make sure I don't talk about living in sin. Because if I do, they ain't going to come back. That means I got to omit about half of God's Word. So when I found out he was living with this girl out of wedlock, I went over to see him. I stood out in his front yard. I said, you know, you are living in sin. And, of course, the woman heard, and she came outside and stood on the porch. I didn't know her. But I said, that woman right there that you're living with, I said, let me just ask you the question. I know you two are living together. You got to be having sex together. I said, so that's either fornication or adultery, whichever way you want to put it. But I said, God says in His Word, those that do such things, that call themselves Christians. I said, first I got to know, woman, are you a Christian? She said, yes, I am. I looked at him. I said, do you call yourself a Christian? He said, well, I am. I said, I don't ever see you in church. I said, I don't know about you, woman. I don't know whether you go to church or not. Because I don't know you. I know you're coming from another town. I don't know who you are. But I said, I'm just going to tell you two this one thing. I want you to listen carefully to me. I said, right there, that row of bricks. You're only three steps from here to that row of bricks. And on the other side of that row of bricks, there's a 1,000-foot drop, and there's a lake of fire burning with fire and brimstone at the bottom of it. And I said, y'all are walking toward that row of bricks as Christians. I said, I'm going to tell you today, I'm going to grab you by the nape of the neck. I'm going to grab you by the arm. I'm going to do everything I can to keep you from falling into that thing. But I'm going to tell you, if you two don't repent and get married and do it quickly, if you die in this sin, both of you are going to die and go to hell forever, and there's going to be no way out. But Thurman, we're washed in the blood. I said, you know, Galatians 5 is talking to people that are washed in the blood. But it says, if you die in this sin, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I said, the reason I'm telling you this and I'm screaming on your front porch is because I love you. I don't want to see you die and go to hell. I want to see you do what God says. But I said, God is no respecter of persons. He don't care who you are. He said, if you called yourself a Christian in Galatians 5, in fact, let's just go to Galatians 5:19 and let's see what he said. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Here we saw what would happen if we stiffen our neck or we forget God. Let's go back to that one second. Let's go back before we leave that. If we forget God, let's see what that says. In verse 22, go back there one time right quick. Yeah, Psalm 50, verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver you. You know, that don't really sound like this loving, fuddy-duddy God that we talk about, we think we got, does it, Eric? He would never hurt me. He said he'll tear you in pieces, doesn't he? If you forget who he is? Is that what the scripture said? If you forget God, he will tear you in pieces. I mean, when's the last time you heard something like that preached in church? Is it a good thing to forget who he is? Do you better remember who he is? Do you want to be torn in pieces? No, I don't either. See, the good part about God, if we serve him and do what he says, that's when the blessings fall upon us. And that's where we all want to live, right? In the blessings. But you can't forget who he is and receive the blessing. Somebody said, but God loves me. Oh yeah, he loves you. He loves every one of you. I don't care how wicked you are. He loves every one of us exactly the same. But his promises, his love is not conditional. But his promises are very conditional. You think God's going to bless you with finances if you ain't putting him first? No. I see people all the time don't understand. Why, Thurman, why have you been blessed so? Let me tell you. I have been an obedient son. But this couple that were living in sin, Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are these. They're manifest. Which are these? Adultery. Adultery. Does anybody know what adultery is? It's sex without being married. Adultery. Now that's, of course, if you're married or have been married or whatever, and you're sleeping with somebody you're not married to now, that's adultery. Then it says there, fornication. That's if you've never been married, and you're a young person or old person, never been married, but you're sleeping with somebody you ain't married to, and you're committing fornication. You're still, it's sex outside of marriage. And then he goes on and say, uncleanliness and lasciviousness. Now these are the wickedest kinds of sins. These are this two things, wickedness, lasciviousness, and uncleanness, is talking about the things that homosexuals do. That's what he's talking about. Then he goes on here, and let's see what he says in verse 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, you hate somebody with all your heart, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, abortions out of wedlock, abortions, drunkenness, you go and get drunk. You know, just think of the people. And this is so unreal, the number of people that I've met in my life that were Catholics that drank all week and get drunk, and then on Saturday night they go to confession and confess their sin. They're going to bust hell wide open. I hate to say it, but I've seen some that do it. Drunkenness, revelings, and such of the like, which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Somebody said, but I'm washed in the blood. It don't make no difference. If you're washed in the blood, you become a new creature. If you really got washed in the blood, you quit sinning. That's the secret. How many of you, let me ask you this question, how many of you want to go to heaven when you die? Do you want to go to heaven? Now you better hold your hand up, because who's in here watching you? Oh, what if God said here and you didn't hold your hand up, Eric, and Jesus is standing right here saying, Eric, do you want to go to heaven when you die? Thurman asked you to hold your hand up. Did you hold your hand up? Yes, you did. I know you did. I saw you did. But what if you didn't? You know, Jesus sitting there saying, oh, you don't want to go to heaven, huh? You're ashamed of me. Is that what he's trying to say? You're ashamed of me? You won't say, I want to go to heaven? Well, let me tell you what. If it makes any difference, Lord, let me let you see, I've got both hands up. I want to go to heaven, don't you, Ferris? Guarantee I do. But see, all this is all based around what our Savior did 2,000 years ago. I mean, this story about the coming of the Christ child, I mean, I was so amazed. I got an email this week that some bank in Oklahoma City, not in Oklahoma City, but some little town, a little town, like Justin or Argyle in Oklahoma. The bank examiner from some big bank in Kansas City came down to check something, and this guy noticed that they had scriptures up. They had a nativity scene. They had things about Jesus at the teller's windows. Merry Christmas! And he said, you can't have these. All this has got to go. So they've gone to their congressman and their senator to do what they can to try to keep all this up. You know what I've decided? We're going to have to take We're going to have to do some serious praying, and we may even have to do some physical battle. You know, if I got a sign up here that says Merry Christmas, and somebody comes in and says, you can't talk about Christmas, I mean, this new hate act, they passed. You can't talk about a homosexual in church anymore. Some guy, government official or anything else, walks in and says, you can't talk about none of these things in church no more. I'm going to say, you better get out the door right now. Because if you don't, you're going to be following, or a 45 is going to be following you right between the eyeballs. Somebody said, you wouldn't kill somebody. Don't put me to the test. If somebody comes in and tries to tell me what I can't do for Jesus, I mean, I might kill somebody. I ain't never killed nobody yet. Not even in Vietnam, far as I know, did I kill anybody. But I would have when I was over there. I would have killed them if I had to. Because when I was in Vietnam, I was fighting for this country. Some of y'all ain't never, ever been to battle. You ain't never been to war in your life. You don't know what it's like. You never know. I remember one day I was out there on the ramp working on an F-105, and I looked up and I thought it was a MiG-21. I mean, this guy was coming at tree. It happened to be an F-86D. This guy was treetop level, right at the speed of sound. And when I happened to look up all over those trees, all I could see was the intake of that F-86D, which I thought was a MiG-21. And I thought, it's over. It's over. Is that the MiG-21? He's fixing to strafe this airport, and I'm right in line with where he's at, and it's over. You better be right with God, right? Praise God, it was an F-86D and a Thai Air Force plane and not one of the Vietnamese. But you know, when you're in war, you never know what the next second's going to hold, do you? You don't know. It's just like these boys that are coming back from Afghanistan. When I'm down there at DFW Airport, I see them boys coming back in, I think, wow, those boys been over there fighting for me, just like I was when I was a young, dumb, stupid kid. But you know what's going on in America? What Faye had to say this week on Thursday and Friday, three sessions we had here with her. If we don't pray for our country, we may have to go to guns. You know that? But if we pray, we won't have to use guns. You know, I think that with this lame duck session that's going on in Washington right now, which almost nobody knows, that the Democrats are trying to push everything through. Normally,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, You Are Children of the Most High God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.